This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
All right, just an update on this Fortnite situation that is continuing to develop. Oh, man, I love that game so much.
It sounds like a blast. It really does.
You know, one of the funnest things about it is not just the game, it's the social things that come with the game.
Yes.
I've never been a big gamer, never done that stuff online. But like Shippy and KT, you guys were playing last night with two listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going out on these missions and you're just sitting there hanging out, laughing, cutting jokes, talking to each other the whole time. And that's like a lap dance for those two listeners who will never ever leave this station because they now know you guys personally.
I think that's the future of radio, is that listeners will just play video games with hosts. We had a big intercom meeting about it.
A bunch of people on Twitter are like, if you guys would get the Twitch thing figured out, whatever Twitch is.
Yeah.
I got it.
They're like, there are people who would pay to just watch you guys play Fortnite.
I've got it. Let's squad up tonight.
Yeah.
What does that mean, you've got it?
I've got a Twitch account, Shippy Fun Pants.
Yeah.
So people will watch and pay to watch us?
They don't pay yet, but I think if we get like enough followers or something. One guy like DM'd me and was like, hey, I can manage all that stuff to make money on it, and then he never got back to me.
I like your idea, Skin. This is the future of sports talk radio. Coming up next, we're about to parachute into snobby shores, where hopefully we'll get some decent loot and we can go out and kill everybody and win. But in the meantime, what did Jason Garrett say today out at the Start?
Wait, hold on. I got to shoot this guy.
Hold on a second.
Zeke opinion coming right after I build this wall.
Does anybody have any small shields? Okay.
You guys have worked the Cowboys into Fortnite.
That's right.
There's these. I learned this, and these guys know there's five houses.
Yeah, Snobby Shores.
Is this a secret, or is this
no,
public?
No, go ahead.
There's five houses in this place called Snobby Shores, and you're about to go loot the house you're parachuting into it, and you call out which offensive lineman you want.
Yeah, just you have to be able to communicate.
Side by side.
Tyron Smith is the house in the far left.
Oh, nice.
And so, like, Shippy will go, I'm going deep inside Travis Frederick's. That means he's going in the middle house.
Okay.
He's going to loot the middle house.
That makes sense.
But here's the thing. The expenses on this thing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
My wife's getting upset with me.
What do you mean? It's a free game.
It's a free game, but the PlayStation. See, my kids have Xboxes. They play in the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a PlayStation. It was just kind of left over. They don't really like it. But they know how to play on it. Mm-hmm. And so if I want to play with my sons, and we want to go into Fortnite. And I got home last night. My 7-year-old Gracie was playing. It was so cute.
Oh, nice.
Daddy, do you want to play Fortnite with me? And so I'm like, so I had to buy a new PlayStation. So now I can play with my sons.
Wait, I don't understand. You couldn't use the old one?
Well, they're going to use the old one, and I'll use the new one, and we can go play together.
Oh, right. Because you can only have two players. Okay, that makes sense.
And then I needed a new headset. Because you got to have a good headset. You got to have a good ground game. Got to have a good headset.
Mm-hmm. You've become those guys in 16 Candles.
Which ones?
The ones that they stuffed in the trunk that had those headsets on the whole time. Yeah,
yes, very nerdy.
Yeah.
And so there's so much pressure on me in my relationship. I'm getting so much judgmental looks from my wife, Kat, that I have to like, you know, it's just so tense. So I'm like, I can't spend any more money. So the other night, Max goes, hey, Dad, there's this link that the kids were passing around at school. And if you put it out there on social media, every time somebody clicks on it, you get free V-Bucks. Which means that's what you spend in the game to get to buy new outfits for your guy or new looks or new characters.
Buy new outfits for your guy?
Is that how you get a new dance? Because I still have
the
first two dances, and I don't know how to get a new one.
You can buy dance moves.
Yes, V-Bucks are virtual bucks. You need V-Bucks.
Okay.
Why not just use cryptocurrency?
Can Colby and Corey come in here too? These guys are playing too, and Parker's been playing too.
I don't think Colby's out there buying dances.
No, Colby's just shooting people.
Colby's a renegade. Colby will go out there and shoot everybody.
He's just running.
So it's pretty fun to play with.
So anyway, so my son is like, hey, you know, Dad, you know, I know you don't want to spend any more money, but you have big social media following. So if you tweet out this link, anyone who clicks on it, you'll get free V-Bucks, and that way mom won't be mad at you, and you can go buy a bunch of stuff. And I was like, all right, yeah, what the heck?
Done.
So I tweet that link out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it looked legit. I'm getting it from my 12-year-old son.
What are the links that don't look legit?
I don't know. I'm that's not my thing. And so
V-Bucks.com.
One of the cool things about our listenership is it's diverse and varied and massive. And so there's somebody who specializes in everything. And so a guy immediately gets back to me, good listener, who's been a Tolo for a while, and he goes, hey, I think that is a bad link you sent out. Mm. He goes, let me go research it. And he gets back to me, he goes, yeah, that's coming out of the Ukraine.
Okay,
that's a phishing scam.
Okay, no V-Bucks in the Ukraine.
So they're trying
the ice fishing.
So they what they're trying to do is to get you to click on that link and then say and go give them some information.
Okay.
And then they get your credit card information and steal your identity and you're screwed.
And then it affects the election.
So I sent that out to 80,000 people.
Oh God.
Yes.
You have 80,000 followers?
Did you see that? Did you see it?
I did. Actually, Corey
retweet me just once.
Corey looks at me because he's looking at Twitter. He looks at me and he goes, dude, look at this that Ben just sent out.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and go, I don't think that could be right.
He did. And then he, like a second later, he looks over at me and he goes, hey, man, I don't see it. Where'd it go? And I was like, oh, I'm sure. Like, just go look at his page. And he goes and he's like, nah, man, it's not there. And I was like, man, I don't know what happened. And then I think we got in for the show and Ben had... He was like, hey, by the way,
the text of shame
poop everywhere. That was awesome.
I clicked on it and won a trip to the Ukraine. Visit Ukraine.com.
Yes, yeah, just if you know the name of a city in the Ukraine, we'll send you.
540
well,
every day.
I had to do the text of shame. I've deleted it, of course, but I saw, because like within seconds, Max goes, wow, 18 people have clicked on it, Dad. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm getting that information right when I find out it's a scam. I'm like, I just downloaded a virus to all the people that love our show.
18 people have been compromised.
Yeah, all these people love the fan. I'm just screwing people over that love our station. And so I was like, God, I got to send it out. So I was like, please don't click that link. It's fake. It's not real.
That'd be a great bit, dude, if you send out some bad link once a week.
That's a terrible bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and so
it sends it to the 105.3 the fan page.
Yeah.
So man, I'm all upset. I'm like, God, I gotta delete this. I gotta get rid of it. And I'm not really paying attention to Max. I'm just trying to get this deleted as soon as possible and send out, hey, don't anybody else hit this. And so, anyways, Max walks out. I see him. Well, I get it all situated. Hopefully, not many people clicked on it. And then my cat comes in. She goes, are you mad at Max? I go, why? Well, he's crying. And I was like, why? And he thinks you're mad at him because he gave you a fake link. And I'm like, no, son, I'm not mad at you.
I'm mad at the Ukrainians. This is Ukrainians.
And it made me think, man, how do you teach your kids that what you see is not really what you see? That's an interesting lesson because to this point, you know, you don't have, I mean, they're just now getting into all this stuff. So what you see on the internet, most of it is fake and they're trying to steal your identity or take advantage of you. And it's like, it's a tough lesson to teach, but I wasn't mad at him at all. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah, and it's a tough lesson, but I really do like these situations a lot because, quite honestly, not much damage was done, if any. And so whenever you have these things that look like it's a big deal, but it's not, that's a great opportunity to like really hammer something home with your kid. And your kid mm-hmm. obviously cares. He was moved by it.
Yeah.
So that's something that'll stay with him. So you really... I mean, I know this sounds like a after-school special, whatever, but that's really advantageous that he perceived something really bad happened because it opens up his mind to what the possibilities are, where they just think they can't be harmed, and I'm just moving right along, and you're like, they're entering these worlds where there's predators, and they don't even realize it.
Okay, so here's what I want to say. I want to move on to this in terms of Fortnite. Everyone in this room plays except Skin.
Uh-huh.
They got ladies. Shippy, Corey, Colby, myself, KT plays, Parker plays out there, Kavanaugh plays, John plays. Some guy. Is there anybody else?
Morning show guys. Roy's got to be playing,
Kevin,
right?
Kevin just asked us if his son can play.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, Skin, of all these people, I think you're going to be the biggest star in this game, even though you don't play it. Because just commentating on what's happening, I think, is going to be hilarious, and that's what's going to help us all get paid.
Yep.
And so what I'd like you to do, you don't really know much about the game. You drop out of a school bus that's floating in the air, and you land on an island and a team of four, and you got to go kill everyone, and you try to get first place if your crew kills everyone.
Right.
And you go scavenge for supplies. So would you mind giving us scattering reports on each of us and if you think we're, what our Fortnite games are like?
Absolutely. I'll start with Shippy.
Nice.
Because one time Shippy was nice enough to play something called Rocket League with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And they put on headsets and played Rocket League together, so I got to see Shippy up close.
That's when your son first learned about vaping.
Absolutely. And he was like, hey,
let me tell you about vaping real quick.
He was like, Dad, Shippy puts different stuff when he vapes. So I think Shippy is, because of the crew he runs with, you know, he runs with the Uptown crew,
yeah,
that all they do is play video games with athletes and go to Citizen. And so I think he's just recently entered the realm of Fortnite, but he's going to ascend very quickly.
Yes, that's accurate.
All right, and before you know it, he's going to unlock things that you guys didn't even know it existed.
What about Kavanaugh?
Okay, Kavanaugh, you called him the chosen one. He's one of these guys that's just naturally good at stuff, and so he picks it up really quick. And because he's played a lot of first-person shooter games in the past, he's already got skills. The one thing that holds him back is clearly Amanda.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. What about KT?
KT thinks outside the box. You know what I'm saying? So KT is going to show you guys different routes to get to where you need to go, just because he's like, hey, they're all preoccupied with this. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to create an indie Fortnite route. You know, and he's going to show, he's like, they're all doing that, man. I'm not doing that. That's whack. Everybody likes that.
A fort built with all these indie band posters inside of it.
Right.
And can I buy those?
He's going to use his Ukrainian V-Bucks to put together a nice jukebox.
He's just building a music venue for everybody to hang out.
All right, yeah. Corey.
Corey actually has the most kids of anybody I've ever met. And if you spend a lot of time around kids, you get good at video games really quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Corey's going to be one of those real sort of like dependable team members where he's not flashy or anything, but you look around and somebody pulled something at the last minute that really kind of saved the mission. That's going to be Corey, because Corey waits for his spot to jump in and really help the crew out because he's used to like crowning all these kids and stuff.
All right.
Really
what about access. Colby?
Colby should be Kobe.
Give me the rap.
He is Hero Ball, right?
Yes.
He is. No, he's the guy that you go, now, Colby, here's your gun, and he's firing it before you hand it to him. So he is the guy that just gets you in all kinds of peril all the time. But ironically, it's going to be Majors that's pulling the crew out of it.
What about Parker?
I don't. Which one is he?
All right. What about me? What do you think my style of play is like? You've known me since I was 12.
Right. So you're the guy that's playing this game. You're like, this looks like it's fun, and I like that it's free. How can I figure out a way to spend some money on this? How can I really find a way to put some of my hard-earned money into a free game?
It's so free, too.
So you're the guy that is going to have... you're the guy that is going to be most asked the question, where did you get that skin? That's incredible. And you're like, dog, there's a reason I look like an 80s breakdancer. No one else in the game looks like it, but I do because I unlocked a $300 cheat code from the Ukraine.
I explained to people because when I joined the game and we're about to play and it's somebody I don't know, they're like, oh, wow, you must be pretty good. You got through all the levels, because you can either achieve the levels or buy it.
Right.
And I bought it.
You bought
the
levels.
Look, I'm the guy who shows up at the gym wearing like $700 of Jordan gear and can't dribble.
Yeah. You're the only guy ever that has a video game character that actually smells like champagne through the television. It's amazing. It's amazing. But I think for everyone listening right now, we've seen what a diverse crew we have of really top-notch elite Fortnite players. So we encourage everyone to work your way into some Fortnite scenarios with all the fan hosts.
Yeah, let's go around it, because we are on PS4.
Yep.
That's what we're playing.
Yep.
My gamer tag, Ben, is Benny Sana.
You might want to spell that.
B-E-N-I-S-A-N-N-A. Go ahead.
And mine is Shippy Fun Pants. That's also the Twitch stream as well. So you can follow the Twitch stream and we'll play later.
I'm watching it right now.
All right, guys.
I'm Majors, M-A-G-E-O-R-S. And you can find me between like noon and 2.
Yeah. in the middle Prime of the day, video
and then
game time.
After the show at night. Yep. So.
Colby 1053, C-O-L-B-Y 1053.
Boom.
That's right. And Colby, when he joins your team, he'll just run off. You'll never see him again, but he'll get some good kills on his own personal voyage.
How many times has he shot you in the back during the game?
I can't. I've tried. Because he's in the middle trying to mine for goods and stuff, and he's all
Why don't you stick around? Let's do a little mix.
Because the possibilities are terrible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.